My name is Brandon. I'd like to share a memory of Bishop Cousins when he was Father Cousins. We'd always hear confessions on Sunday mornings at St. Vincent de Paul in Frogtown. And I'm pretty sure I was the only one that would go to confession at that time. But I remember Father Cousins, Bishop Cousins, being a wonderful confessor who was always very patient, understanding, and encouraging, all while being faithful to the law of God and encouraging me to follow that law as faithfully as I could. I'm always grateful for his Episcopal ministry, but especially for his priestly ministry as a wonderful confessor.
Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. In just over a week, the Archdiocese and the Universal Church will wrap up the year of St. Joseph with a closing mass to honor Jesus' earthly father. The good news is St. Joseph's spiritual gifts continue, and you can still receive them. Here to talk about the end of the year of St. Joseph and staying connected to him is Father Tom Margavichus, director of the Archdiocese's Office of Worship and Sacramental Minister for Latino Ministry at the Church of St. Dominic in Northfield. Welcome back, Father. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Happy to be with you.
Well, where did the year go? That's my first question.
Yeah, isn't that amazing how COVID does weird things to our calendars, doesn't it?
Well, you got that right. Wow. So does the Church. And the Church does some weirdly wonderful things, including giving us this year of St. Joseph. And it's been a great year celebrating St. Joseph, especially with the wonderful Cup of Joe series, which you spearheaded. For those who may not have had the chance to catch up on the series, tell us a bit about it and where the idea came from.
The Consecration to St. Joseph book, written by Father Donald Calloway, came out in 2019, and in there, he examines 10 different aspects of St. Joseph in the life of the Church, such as Joseph, our spiritual father, Joseph, adorer of Christ, Joseph, patron of a happy death. So he's got 10 different wonders, as he calls them. Now, I realized that there are 9 parishes currently in the Archdiocese who are named in honor of St. Joseph, and one religious community, in fact, the first community in the Twin Cities Archdiocese to establish a mother house here, the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet. So that puts together 10 locations, and then there were 10 wonders. And then sometime, you know, after New Year's, actually starting with March of 2021, I counted 10 months between March, April, May, all the way through December of 2021, which is the conclusion of the year of St. Joseph. Those three coincidences of the number 10 added up to one wonder per church per month to wrap up this year of St. Joseph. It was an interesting concept, and it's been very well received by so many in the Archdiocese.
Wow. Yeah, I presume that to be the case. Have you had a chance to receive any feedback from people? Are people letting you know what they think of the series, Father?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I did the kickoff one, Joseph Delight of Saints, during my presentation, 20 minute, a sort of a TED Talk style thing. You go talk for 20 minutes about that. I said, what are the other 9 wonders that we're going to be? People have come up to me and said, oh, you're that Cup of Joe priest, aren't you? Yes, thank you very much. My own earthly father's name was Joseph, God rest his soul. And he was a carpenter as well. So here I am, a priest, the son of Joseph the carpenter. And it stirred in my heart the parallels between what the Lord has called me to as a priest of Jesus Christ to parallel the situation in the Scripture. So it really has been a fruitful experience for me as well to invest and participate in this. And I hope it has for many of our faithful too.
Yeah, indeed. And just a reminder to people that we have the final episode, the 10th and final episode. It's going to be premiering on our Archdiocese and social media channels Tuesday, December 7th at 4:00 p.m. And that's coming up. And you know what? You can do a back-to-back here, Father, a double header, as it were. So we got the last Cup of Joe coming out Tuesday, December 7th at 4 p.m. The next day, of course, Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary is when that Mass wrapping up the year of St. Joseph is going to be as well, there at the Cathedral of St. Paul at 7 p.m., if memory serves.
That's right.
And, yeah, so, Father, tell us a little bit about, well, maybe if you would, kind of the appropriateness of wrapping up the year well, but also how we might continue to continue in our devotion to St. Joseph and what that would mean as the year St. Joseph does draw to a close.
Sure. It's actually a beautiful thing to meditate on a figure like St. Joseph, one of these wonders which many of the theologians who have presented these monthly Cup of Joe talks have commented upon, is that from St. Joseph, we have exactly zero words recorded in sacred scripture. The wonder is calling Joseph the silent witness.
Right.
To me, this is always important to remember, because sometimes we as humans tend to look for a quick, easy fix. Just give me a magic word, a special thing to say, and everything will be solved, all my problems will go away. And we know that life doesn't work that way. And the church, having 2,000 years of experience, has a long-term vision. So honoring Joseph in a particular year and at a particular celebration is not meant to solve, to be the final word. In fact, it's part of an ongoing expanding of our whole spiritual life, that these aspects of St. Joseph's life, such as his being a silent witness or the patron of a happy death, are going to extend well beyond just this year of St. Joseph. In fact, when I prayed Mass at the foot of my father's deathbed, we prayed the Mass of St. Joseph, patron of a happy death. That happened outside of the year of St. Joseph. So these realities of St. Joseph's personality and his spiritual graces are not limited to just this year of St. Joseph. If anything, the year should awaken in us, enliven within us, and a realization that these realities continue on for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. And, I'm thinking about that. You'd mentioned the patron of a happy death, his silent witness and things like that, and the other aspects that are listed very well on the Archdiocesan webpage dedicated to Cup of Joe, archspm.org/Cup of Joe. So, Delight of Saints, Spiritual Father, Young Husband of Mary, Virginal Father of Jesus, Just and Reverent Man, Savior of the Savior, Adorer of Christ, Silent Witness, Patron of a Happy Death, and then the one upcoming on December 7th, Terror of Demons by Father John Vanderplug. All of these things, even just meditating on these titles alone, could be enough to spur us on to further devotion to Joseph, St. Joseph, in the midst of trials that would line up well with these different titles of our patronal father in St. Joseph. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly true. It's so important. In a certain sense, his silence, his relative obscurity in scriptures, although there's enough there to meditate on, but the fact that he's not a flashy character within monologues of great oratorical, this actually gives us a perspective for our own lives, our spiritual lives. And so many of the saints have warned about trying to seek certain fantastic or extraordinary manifestations of grace in our life. And God does give those extraordinary, but most of what he does is in the ordinariness of life. And it's St. Joseph's ordinariness, just his doing the daily work of being a foster father and a husband and a caretaker and all these aspects of his life, that actually is more helpful for us in our own spiritual lives than trying to seek some kind of a quick or flashy explosion of grace, as it were.
Right. And I think that that's a point worthy of underscoring, that it is in the ordinariness of life. And sometimes we can lose sight of that. And I'm not going to point fingers at others when I myself would do this. I'm praying, I'm crying out to God to break in some fantastic way that kind of takes me to the top of Mount Tabor. So I'm having my own experience of a transfiguration, as it were, when in actuality he's meeting us in the place of, whatever it might be, and, beside a manger, beside a trough in a stable or something like that, or on our way to Egypt or, you know, wherever it might be, that's where the Lord so frequently meets us. And from what I'm hearing you say, Father, that's where St. Joseph can play a powerful role in helping us get used to meeting the Lord in those ordinary places. Yeah.
Yeah, it's especially true when we go to Mass. Now, obviously, the consecration of the bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood is the most remarkable experience in all of the universe. But let's not forget the ordinariness of bread and wine, that there is something about the daily and domestic things of everyday food and staple that's what God takes and infuses with his grace in hidden ways, but very real ways. So celebrating St. Joseph's ordinariness within Mass has a special kind of resonance, a special truth about God just taking our daily lives, and that's where he does remarkable things.
Yeah, and we see, I mean, another way that we honor him that way too within the context of Mass is now that he's been added after our Blessed Mother's name in the Eucharistic prayers. I mean, that's one thing that we can continue to draw our attention to him. And maybe it's worth saying here, Father, just in our closing couple of minutes here, it's worth reminding all of us as Catholics, but particularly as we're in conversation with our non-Catholic family members and friends, we're talking all this about devotion to St. Joseph, and they wonder, well, why be devoted to Joseph or Mary or any of the saints when you can, quote-unquote, go directly to Jesus? You want to give us just the one-minute version of that?
Sure. Certainly, go directly to Jesus. But Jesus has lots of friends, and they also want to go to Jesus, and they delight when we ask them to go to Jesus on our behalf. There's certainly great merit in calling out to the saints, such as St. Joseph. Just as I can ask you, Patrick, will you please pray for me? Yeah. Now, I can pray to the Lord for my own needs, but asking you to pray for me not only is it opening another channel of grace through your intercession, but it also builds up my community with you. And if we do that with the saints, there is a special graces that God wants to do not only through them for us, but also through them with us. We join ourselves to the community of believers, and their example actually strengthens the body of Christ here on earth now.
Well said, Father. Thank you so much for that. Well, we are so grateful for the Cup of Joe series, and just let's remind folks one more time, we've got the last Cup of Joe coming up on the Archdiocesan social media channels, Tuesday, December 7th at 4 p.m., and then the next day, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary on December the 8th, we've got a Mass to conclude the year of St. Joseph at the Cathedral, 7 p.m., with Archbishop Hebda presiding. Father, thank you so much for being with us. May we ask for your blessing?
You're welcome, Patrick. Sure, sure. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who by your ineffable providence chose Saint Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant, we beseech you, that he whom we venerate as our protector on earth may be our intercessor in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God come upon all the listeners in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Tom Margavages, thank you again for appearing on the show. We'll have you back on real soon. God bless you, Father.
Thank you. I look forward to it. God bless you, Patrick. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. So some good stuff. We'll hit those details again of those two upcoming Masses. Paul and I will hit them at the end of the show. But right now, it's time for another break. Stay tuned and find out how God might be calling you to bring some holiday joy to those who are confined to their homes. We'll be right back.
Bishop Cousins, this is Dolores Bates calling from Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church in Mound, Minnesota, wishing you nothing but the best in your future as you transition to the Crookston Diocese, and wanting to thank you for everything that you have done for our Archdiocese of Minneapolis-St. Paul during your time here. God bless you.